Today is Friday, May 30th, 2025, and you are listening to the World Socialist website. Rescinding COVID-19 vaccine recommendations, RFK Jr. escalates assault on science and public health. By Niles Nemeth. The tenure of anti-vaxxer Robert F. Kennedy Jr. as Trump Secretary of Health and Human Services, the HHS, continues to unleash a frontal assault on science, medicine, and the public health infrastructure of the U.S. With COVID-19 still an ongoing global threat, as shown by the recent wave of infections and hospitalizations in China, Hong Kong, and Taiwan due to the new NB.1.8.1 variant, Kennedy's policies are not only dangerously anti-scientific, they are calculated to deepen social inequality and accelerate mass death in order to drive down the life expectancy of the working class and funnel billions from social programs into the pockets of the rich. On Tuesday, Kennedy, flanked by Food and Drug Administration head Marty Makary and National Institutes of Health director Jay Bhattacharya, announced that he, quote, couldn't be more pleased, end quote, that the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention would no longer recommend COVID-19 vaccinations for healthy children over the age of 6 months, as well as healthy pregnant women. The decision was made without consultation with the CDC's Advisory Committee on Immunization Practices, the expert panel, which typically sets vaccine recommendations after a careful review of research data. While vaccines against COVID-19 are still recommended for children and women with underlying health conditions, it is unclear if those shots will continue to be covered by government healthcare programs or private insurance. The loss of coverage, meaning it would be necessary to pay out of pocket, would put vaccines out of reach for the poor. Kennedy's announcement was aimed at further undermining confidence in the vaccines, which have been delivered in billions of doses globally and have saved tens of millions of lives. Research has shown that the shots developed in the first year of the pandemic, two of which from Pfizer and Moderna successfully deployed revolutionary mRNA technology, have immense health benefits with minimal side effects. The removal of guidance protecting society's most vulnerable, infants and expectant mothers, from COVID-19 will condemn countless lives to suffering and death. The consequences of undermining access to and public trust in vaccines will be disastrous. Mass vaccination campaigns aimed at eradicating an array of diseases, including measles, smallpox, and polio, were one of the great advances for humanity in the 20th century. Now diseases like measles are making a resurgence in the U.S. under Kennedy at the helm of public health. On Wednesday, Moderna announced that the HHS is pulling millions of dollars in research funding it had pledged to give the company to develop an mRNA vaccine to protect against the H5N1 bird flu in humans. HHS spokesman Andrew Nixon justified the decision with the false claim that mRNA technology remains under-tested. This takes place under conditions in which numerous scientists have warned that H5N1, which historically has a 50% fatality rate among humans, requires only one mutation to develop the capacity for human-to-human transmission. Kennedy's other anti-science initiatives at HHS include a threat to ban federally funded scientists from publishing in preeminent peer-reviewed medical journals, including The Lancet, the New England Journal of Medicine, and JAMA, which he denounced as corrupt, seeking to block the culling of a herd of ostriches in Canada which tested positive for bird flu after proposing to let the disease spread freely in the U.S., and boosting so-called alternative treatments for measles and the so-called healers who deploy them, including a doctor who appeared on video with a measles infection while treating sick patients. An official Make America Healthy Again report presented by Kennedy to Trump last week was found to have cited fake sources and miscited others. The report denounces the, quote, over-medicalization of our kids, end quote, taking specific aim at the childhood vaccine schedule, along with medications commonly used to treat depression and anxiety, which Kennedy has falsely claimed are behind rising rates of autism and other developmental disorders. This week, Kennedy also joined forces with Argentina's fascist president Javier Milei, forming a reactionary bloc aimed at dismantling the World Health Organization. That organization, from which Trump withdrew on his first day in office, has become a target for these forces precisely because it embodies a framework of international scientific cooperation. Among the most dangerous elements of this campaign is the drive to promote the debunked Wuhan lab leak conspiracy theory, designed to stoke anti-Chinese sentiment and prepare the population for war against Beijing while deflecting responsibility for their catastrophic mishandling of the pandemic. The Wuhan lab lie has become official dogma of the Trump administration and is accepted without criticism by the Democratic Party and the mainstream press. This falsehood has already served as the pretext for an ongoing right-wing offensive against public research institutions. The attacks on virologist Peter Daszak and EcoHealth Alliance, subjected to a McCarthyite inquisition in Congress, paved the way for the latest stage in the attack on public health. This fascistic propaganda campaign coincides with the Trump administration's renewed efforts to defund Harvard and other universities, now centered on the attack on international students. On Wednesday, Secretary of State Marco Rubio announced plans to aggressively revoke the visas of students from China. The scientific community, however, is beginning to fight back. Last week, dozens of NIH staffers walked out in protest of Bhattacharya's declaration of support for the Wuhan lab lie, with dozens more cheering on their colleagues. This action, while limited, signals a growing recognition among scientists that the defense of truth, public health, and life itself requires political resistance. Legitimate scientists understand what is at stake, not merely their careers, but the health of society, the integrity of science, and the lives of millions. Scientists cannot fight back alone. Only one force has the capacity to halt the descent into capitalist barbarism, the international working class. The knowledge and commitment of scientists, researchers, public health officials, and academics must be fused with the organized power of workers across every industry and continent. Science must not serve profit or nationalism. It must serve humanity. To achieve this, it must be freed from the grip of the capitalist class. That means building a socialist movement, international, revolutionary, and rooted in the working class, to overthrow a system that sees death as a means of piling up wealth and deploys ignorance as a political weapon. Trump Administration Launches Witch Hunt of Chinese International Students by David Rye. On Wednesday, May 28, Secretary of State Marco Rubio announced that the State Department would aggressively revoke visas for Chinese international students. Nearly a quarter of the international students in the United States are of Chinese origin. Over 270,000 students are at risk of being impacted by this move by the Trump administration. The statement declared, quote, under President Trump's leadership, the U.S. State Department will work with the Department of Homeland Security to aggressively revoke visas for Chinese students, including those with connections to the Chinese Communist Party or studying in critical fields, end quote, referring to the physical sciences and engineering. Quote, we will also revise visa criteria to enhance scrutiny of all future visa applications from the People's Republic of China and Hong Kong, end quote. In a comment by Trump responding to the announcement of the revocations of the visas of Chinese students, he said, quote, these countries aren't helping us, they're not investing in Harvard, we are. So why would 31%, why would a number so big? I think they should have a cap of maybe around 15%. We have people want to go to Harvard and other schools, they can't get in because we have foreign students there. But I want to make sure that the foreign students are people that can love our country. I don't have a problem with foreign students, but it shouldn't be 31%. It's too much because we have Americans who want to go there and to other places, and they can't go there because there's 31% foreigners, end quote. This latest attack draws from the filthiest corners of the history of anti-Chinese chauvinism, from the Chinese Exclusion Act of 1882 to the violent anti-Chinese pogroms which followed. In addition to promoting division in the working class and diverting anger away from the oligarchs, this move seeks to prepare public opinion for war with China. State Department spokesperson Tammy Bruce said in a briefing Thursday, quote, we use every tool that we have to vet and to make sure we know who's coming in. In this particular case, the U.S. is putting America first by beginning to revoke visas of Chinese students as unwarranted, end quote. The State Department and Homeland Security are preparing to initiate a massive witch hunt against Chinese students. Students will be accused of spying for China on the basis of their ethnic origin. Such a campaign will invariably take on an anti-communist character, like the McCarthyite witch hunts of the Red Scare in the 1950s. The planned revocation of Chinese students' visas is coordinated with the fabricated charge made by the Department of Homeland Security against Harvard, accusing the university of, quote, coordinating with the Chinese Communist Party on its campus, end quote. Wednesday's State Department statement enacts the threats and rhetoric used by Donald Trump and his border czar Tom Homan in portraying Chinese immigrants as a, quote, invading army, end quote, or a, quote, coordinated national security vulnerability, end quote, directed by the Chinese government. This latest attack follows the announcement by the State Department of a pause on interview appointments for international applicants for student and exchange visas and the attempt to revoke Harvard's ability to enroll international students. DHS announced earlier this week that it was revoking Harvard University's ability to enroll foreign students by terminating its student and exchange visitor program certification. This action, subsequently blocked by court order, would affect Harvard's approximately 6,800 international students from over 100 countries. The Trump administration's fascistic assault on higher education has caused significant disruption for international students, with many seeking transfers from Harvard and other universities in Trump's crosshairs. DHS has also demanded extensive records on international students from Harvard as part of a broader crackdown on universities and international students to proscribe opposition to the Gaza genocide. The Trump administration is developing a system to screen and ban international students based on their political viewpoints. The ongoing campaign is an attempt to transform universities into surveillance centers and enforcement arms of the state, demanding control over curriculum and student activities. These attacks are part of a drive to establish a dictatorship and abolish democratic rights, carry out mass deportations, and silence dissent. They are also bound up with the escalating tensions between the U.S. and China as a consequence of Trump's trade war and economic nationalism. The attacks on academia play a critical role in deepening preparations for war with China. Historically, the Chinese exclusion era was tied to the development of capitalism in the U.S. and the early development of U.S. imperialism in the Pacific and East Asia. The revival of the rhetoric and policies of Chinese exclusion and the attempt to portray Chinese immigrants as an invading army is the domestic expression of the Trump administration's drive for a direct confrontation with China. The Trump administration draws consciously on arguments from and the history of the era of Chinese exclusion and invokes the Supreme Court's 1889 decision in the Chinese exclusion case as legal precedent for the actions that have been carried out since the start of the current Trump presidency. Workers must reject the revival of anti-Chinese sentiment. It will be the working class that will be forced to pay, in both its working conditions and its lives, in any war with China. Chinese workers and students are not the enemy of American workers and students. The working class of these two countries are allies in the struggle against capitalist exploitation and war internationally. You can find these articles and more at wsws.org.
The World Socialist website is published by the International Committee of the Fourth International, the ICFI, the leadership of the World Socialist Movement, the Fourth International founded by Leon Trotsky in 1938. The World Socialist website relies entirely on the donations of readers and listeners for financial support. To give to the WSWS or to set up a regular monthly contribution, go to wsws.org/donate. We urge our listeners to join the International Committee of the Fourth International and one of its affiliated political parties and take up the struggle for socialism.